In Gaza City, Israeli helicopters today fired several rockets at a car carrying a senior member of Hamas. Abdul Aziz Rantisi was wounded in the attack. Two bystanders were killed. More than two dozen others were wounded. The attack was immediately condemned by Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, who accused Israel of attempting to sabotage the peace process. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Gaza City. Rantisi has already spoken about the attack. What did he have to say?
He spoke to Al Jazeera Television, in which he said, quote, "We will maintain our jihad until we kick every single criminal Zionist from our land." Another Hamas spokesman said that there would be severe retaliation for Israel's assassination attempt today.
Well, several rockets were fired at the car. How did he manage to escape?
Well, eyewitnesses here in Gaza City say that before the rockets hit, he apparently saw them coming, saw the Israeli helicopters, and jumped out of the car and ran away. He was injured in his leg, according to doctors at Shifa Hospital. Two people were killed, and several dozen others were wounded. I spoke to several of those who had been wounded in the attack, and they said there was a huge explosion, there was a lot of smoke, and they were hit from shrapnel and other things. I was just at the site of the attack, and there's a crater about 2 feet wide and a foot deep where one of the missiles hit. It dug up a lot of the tar in the area of the attack. There's shattered glass as wide as about 50 feet.
How important a figure is Rantisi?
Well, Abdulaziz Rantisi is a doctor by profession. He is a Hamas spokesman. He's seen as very close to Hamas leader Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. He's seen as also somebody who is connected to the military wing of Hamas. So he's not just a spokesman. He's also seen within Hamas as being a player and a decision maker.
Now, this attack occurs as the Palestinian prime minister says he's trying to negotiate an end to Hamas attacks on Israelis.
That's right. And in fact, Israel had originally said that they would give Mahmoud Abbas some time to try to create a dialogue with Hamas about ending attacks. And in fact, in a news conference just yesterday, Abbas said that he hoped to renew the dialogue with Hamas, which was cut off last week, to reach a ceasefire on ending all attacks on Israelis. Then on Sunday, there were two separate attacks on Israeli soldiers that killed five soldiers, four of them here in Gaza at the crossing point between Gaza and Israel. That attack, Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades took responsibility. Then today, the Israeli assassination attempt on Abdulaziz Rantisi. Both Israeli and Palestinian analysts said there's a sense that, everything is just kind of continuing forward as it was before with the cycle of violence.
But Israel had begun dismantling settlements on the West Bank.
That's right. Israel dismantled at least 10 settlement outposts overnight. Most of them were empty. There were a couple of mobile homes and shipping containers there. And Israel had said that it would dismantle five more outposts, four of them populated, in the coming days. Prime Minister Sharon has said that that will continue, and despite the Palestinian attacks that killed the Israeli soldiers on Sunday, and that Israel was fulfilling its obligation to the roadmap. No Israeli officials have yet commented on today's assassination attempt and, have anything to say about that in terms of the roadmap.
Well, there have been some Israelis who said that once populated settlements were going to be dismantled, they were going to oppose this somehow.
Certainly a possibility. There are, several hundred young teenagers who are camping out in these outposts. I spoke to Jewish settler leaders today who said that, dismantling unpopulated outposts is one thing, but if it actually comes to removing people from their homes, that will be something else. According to the Peace Now movement, there are a total of 60 outposts that have been formed since March 2001 when Sharon took power. And according to the roadmap, all of those are due to be dismantled. There's certainly a lot of settlers are very upset about this. They see this process as the beginning of the destruction of everything that they've worked for all of these years, and they have said that they will resist. Settler leaders have called on these young, they're called the Hilltop Youth, because most of these settlement outposts are built on top of hilltops. these Hilltop youth. They've called on them to resist peacefully and not to use any violence against Israeli soldiers.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Gaza City.